Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to WimberleyTexanRadio.com. Ready for the second half of the Wimberley Texans take on the Fredericksburg Billies. The Texans just coming out of their... The first week I did this with Mike Dean, he stumped me on what do you call that thing down there?
An inflatable run-through.
Tunnel.
Tunnel.
Inflatable tunnel. That's okay. Well, you did better than I did. He played Stump the Chump with me, and I didn't
know.
Yeah.
But I also heard you talking about a tiger in one of the broadcasts, and as the tiger was coming down and deflating, it wasn't quite so vicious looking.
That was at Sealy.
Sealy, right.
The Billies coming out on the field now. They're out of from the south end zone, running through their drill team over there. Cheerleaders leading them on over to their side. Ready for another exciting second half of football here, Dean.
Yeah, absolutely. You would expect that both coaches giving some halftime speeches, making some adjustments. It'll be interesting to see if the Billies come back and throw the ball a little more. Still within reach. Don't have to get off track. I think obviously calm the troops. So if you're a Texan, you probably heard, keep doing what you're doing. Let's minimize our mistakes and penalties and
execute.
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, we got exciting news. It's not fair because the king of the court.
I'd give you a drum roll.
Well, the king of the court, we could see his number, but the nice young lady who was the home queen.
Right. Not wearing a number.
No, she didn't have a number. Thank goodness. Very nice. Again, a lot of the halftime homecoming activities going on here. But what we can tell you is that Brenna Sturtevant was the homecoming queen, and Blake Guidry was the homecoming king. And again, we knew that because we saw his number.
We saw his number, right.
But anyway,
He took his photo, last photo op, and then rushed over and grabbed his helmet and met the team coming through the tunnel.
That's right.
The inflatable tunnel,
that's right. Well, they've got 12 minutes on the clock here to start the third quarter. The Texans are on the field. They are going to receive here to start the second half. Tomlinson's back to kick for the Billies. Got the ball teed up here on their own 40-yard line, and we are underway.
Here we go.
Nice kick. Deep kick, fielded. Let's see, looks like Blakemore got, as Burchill received it there on the right hash line at about the 10-yard line. He's found a seam. He's at the 40, the 50. One man to beat. He's at the 30, the 20. Trying hard to get. He's at the 5. Touchdown. What a way to start the second half.
Not too shabby. He comes to the 20-yard line, Randy. Takes a couple shuffle steps, wait for things to develop. Turns on the speed, has one man to beat, and takes it to the house.
That's a kickoff return by Burchell for 90 yards.
Taking it at the 10-yard line, so they'll attempt the extra point here. And hopefully the streak will continue that you talked about for number 11.
Oh, and I am.
Reed Jones.
Yeah, let's see. What a whale of a return. Here comes the extra point. Looks like we're having a hard time getting one of the men on the field. Oh, there goes the flag. Late flag. Yeah, the Texans didn't have one of the, was late getting one of their linemen out there on the field. And the snap was already away when he was still about halfway between the sidelines.
A little bit of confusion there.
Yeah.
Caused the snap to be high for number 11. And he gets it down, and it would have been good, but for that hanky on the field.
So that was an illegal procedure there by the Texans. They called that an illegal formation. So they'll back him up a few yards and give it another try. Well, just like that, Dean, heck of a way to start the second half. Texans on top 27-7, only took 16 ticks off the clock.
Yeah, we talked about explosive plays, and none more explosive than taking a kickoff back 90 yards to open the second half's action.
Looks like Reed Jones is down again. They moved the block back. Now it's sitting on the 15-yard line. He takes a snap, puts it down. Avalon, perfect, right through the center of the upright.
And high.
Beautiful kick.
Absolutely.
Makes it 28-7 here, to start the third quarter. 11:44 left to go.
So that is a quick strike. And so now we'll do that all over again and have Wimberley kicking off to the Battling Billies here coming up.
What a nice return that was that time. He was able to break a couple tackles there about midfield. And I believe it was, I didn't get the gentleman's name. It looked Tyler Tomlinson maybe for the Billies. He was running as hard as he could to try to catch him down there around the 20-yard line and just could not quite catch up to him.
Well, it was a smart run by him. He stopped and kind of stutter-stepped at the 20, let things develop, picked his seam, and then turned it on. And he had a man to beat there at the 50, and he kind of gave him the stiff arm. And it looked as though he would go, and then he had another, you know, Billy in pursuit, I guess. And he just really turned the jets on for him and took it.
90 yards to the house.
Absolutely.
Well done. Well, Albertano's got it teed up here at the 40-yard line. Nice kick. Kind of a little squibber, lands about the 20-yard line, rolls around, picked up the middle by Braden Beard. They're going to return it to about the 20. They're going to spot it about the 28-yard line. The Billies will take over their first possession here this second half.
Well, that is about the field possession that the Billies have started with. That's kind of their average field possession, and so we'll see what they can do with it to answer. Real tough to come back and survive that sort of a surge that you can expect from the opposition, and so we'll see what answer the Billies have here.
The Billies are out on the field. See Ray's out back deep. Hands off to number 40. That's Studebaker. I'm sorry.
He puts it in and pulls it back out. But the Texans are just as stiff as you can be between the tackles. He has nothing doing between the tackles tonight on that Texan defense.
They've tried to probe there several times. He picked up 2 yards that time. He's going to bring up second down and about 8 to go. And Billy's, they've got the ball. Let's see. They marked it out on their own 31. Yard line. They need to get down to their own 39 to pick up a fresh set of down. 11 minutes to go here. Start of the third quarter. Texans on top, 28-7. Lined up again. It's funny, interesting how they've got those trips in real close over there on the far side. Studebaker goes in motion. He again, perfect handoff. Tries to handoff. Same play they ran last time. He tried to keep it, pulled it out, and tried to go up the middle. And wow,
exactly the same play. And they are staying at home for that. You know. Fake and quarterback keeper, and we've seen that probably 60-70% of the time.
Right, absolutely.
Even when there's been running room to the outside, but they covered that nicer on this series than they have ever as well.
That's right. So the last time they ran that exact same play, he picked up 2 yards, and that time he lost 2 yards. Right. So they're back to third and 10. The Billies have the ball on their own 29.
Texans are really pinning their ears back, Randy, and coming.
You know, whenever you're up by 3 scores, you start playing a little loose, a little fast, and really turn it into a lot of fun. Right. Ray rolls back. He looks right. He's looking downfield. Got an open receiver over there. That's number 24.
Omar Flores. Yeah. Catch. Nice catch.
Going to pick up about 15 yards on that play.
That's the young man that was open, and instead it was a Texans interception. He's found some space tonight. This time successfully gets the ball to him and moves the chains.
Looks like the Texans were in zone coverage that time, and he found a little seam there in between the front and the cornerback and the deep safety, and picked up 15 yards on the play. He's going to set up first down and 10. The Billies have the ball on their own 45-yard line. Dylan Ray back deep. Paco Martinez beside him. Dylan Ray takes the ball. He rolls over, goes out to the left around the left end. Nice open field tackle that time. Reed Jones.
Yeah, Reed Jones.
Keep him picking only a couple yards.
Comes up and he accelerates into the quarterback. Otherwise, he probably picks up some decent yardage there, but a fine open field tackle by number 11, Reed Jones.
And they place the ball there about the 47.5-yard line of the Billies. Going to bring up second down and 7 to go.
And you commented on that trips to the left this last time, which they're just quite tight in, and so as they're out there, doesn't really create much of a running lane there because you've got defenders right there in front of them.
Well, this time they line up, they got a wide receiver on either side. He fakes the handoff to Martinez, takes it and goes forward. He's going to pick up about 3 or 4 yards on the carry. Looks like he made it right across midfield. Going to set up third down, maybe. Well, they spotted right just short of the 50-yard line. I guess he's still technically on his side of the field. The nose of the ball just barely touching the 50-yard line. Looks like he needs about 5 yards to go to pick up a first down, little, third and five.
A little quarterback draw play there. And, again, as we just said a few plays ago, the Texans are nothing doing with that play.
Well, you would think the Billies at some point in time start trying to quit probing the middle and start trying to go around the outside. Dylan Ray back deep in the shotgun. Here come the blitz by the Texans. Boy, he's quickly surrounded. He's going to be sacked this time for a 5-yard loss.
Does a good job there just possessing the football as he is met by about 4 or 5 Texans pretty rudely at about the 45-yard line, Randy.
Boy, he never had a chance. They blitzed two linebackers up the middle there. I think that was Alana, and I didn't get a number on the other one. And, boy, Dylan Ray never had a chance.
Didn't even get his feet set.
No, he didn't even get his feet set. So that's going to bring up fourth down and 10. Thomason's back deep to punt for the Billies. Burchell's down on the 10-yard line of the Texans. Nice snap. Woo, that was almost blocked that time.
Nearly blocked.
Bryce Rainwater was back there. Fielded by Burchell. He called a fair catch. They're going to spot him down at the 20-yard line, and that's where the Texans will take over here with 7 minutes and 39 seconds left to go here in the third quarter.
And in the ball game, Randy, that's only the second time that the Texans have had, you know, that type of field position. The last time, of course, they made hay and scored 6 points, driving the football, you know, down the field and converting. But that's been the story, that the Texans have had pretty good field position, and when they didn't, it didn't matter. So let's see what the Billies do here.
Well, the Billies are hurrying to get their defense out on the field. Lambert back deep in the shotgun, hands it off around the left side to Trinity Wilson. Not a lot happening there. It looks like he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to set up second down and 10. Been remiss in mentioning, or failing to mention, I should say, Susanna's Kitchen in Wimberley, presenting the musical stylings of Bob Livingston, Thursday, October 20th at the United Methodist Church, corner of Ranch Road 12 and County Road 1492 in Wimberley. Doors open at 7 p.m. For more information, visit www.wimberleyumc.org or call 847-3109. Proceeds benefit the Operation Good Shepherd Assistance Fund. Certainly a worthwhile cause.
A lot of good work done there as well.
Lambert back deep, hands off to Trinity Wilson again, trying to go left. And, boy, the Billies were all over that. Looks like he's going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage or maybe even lose a yard.
He was met about 4 yards in the backfield and just fights forward to get back to what was the original line of scrimmage.
That's right. It's going to be third down and 10 now. The Texans deep in their own end zone into the field at the 21-yard line. Third down and 10 here.
Number 24, Nick Alana, checking into the ball game.
Now, Nick Alana was the one they made the nice touchdown pass to. I believe it was on their second possession. He lines up over there on that right tight end position. Let's see if they don't sneak him out there.
Drag him across that formation.
That's
and make
right.
some hay here.
Yeah, Lambert
and here
snap,
he is.
Rolls out to his left, looking, trying to throw him down the field. Looks like he throws it away.
Throws that one away.
Yeah, you were right. Nick Alana did try to drag about 10 yards deep there across the middle of the field, but boy, he was well defended by the Billies. Never had the opportunity to throw the ball to him.
He's a big boy. He's probably not going to sneak anywhere now that they saw that one time.
No, but it sure is fun to watch him once he does get the ball.
And he's coming out, but absolutely, he comes across, and he's kind of shadowed by about 3 defenders, it looked like there.
Yeah. Well, it's 4th and 10. Burchell's back deep to punt.
Number 7, Braden Beard, is back deep for the Billies.
That's Burchell's back, standing on his own 7-yard line. Oh, gets off a nice high punt, end over end. Oh, it takes a Billy's bounce and bounces forward, and is going to be downed that time by Cameron Morris, who right there at the Billy's 48-yard line.
So some of the best field position for the Batlin Billy's of the evening again, as they are just in their own territory. And the Texans get a nice high punt, won't be returnable, and so nice smart play there, and no return on the play possible, and so come out and play defense.
And again, the Billy set up here with pretty decent field position here to take over their second possession in the third quarter. 6:02 left to play. Texans on top 28-7. Studebaker goes in motion left to right. Ray takes the snap, fakes a handoff. Hit as he throws the ball. His intended receiver that time is incomplete. See, we got a flag over here on the near side.
Got a flag here at the 45.
It was Brandon Castaneda, Castaneda here on the left side.
Big wide receiver out here. I'm not sure. Well, they're going to call, wave it off, it looks like.
The call was a legal man downfield.
Oh, ineligible man, okay.
And the Texans are going to decline that penalty. Should set up second down and 10.
Okay.
Boy,
I guess instead of the bleed the clock, decline the penalty and and go to second down and 10.
Yeah, Dylan Ray that time, he was back in the deep, and he really had no time to get the ball off. Again, Castaneda was his intended receiver, and it was thrown high because it was all he could do to get rid of it.
Right. Had a little room there. Yeah, he just couldn't get it there.
Studebaker was in motion that time, left to right, handoff up the middle to Paco Martinez, and boy, he is quick. He shoots through, picks up, going to see where they mark. It looks like it's going to be about an 8-yard pickup. Going to set up third down and 2. Who brought the ball over into the Texans' side of the field at the spotted at the Texans' 44.5-yard line.
And Randy, that's the first and most success that they've had on anything between the tackles. And you know, number 10 hands that back about 5 yards deep. Paco Martinez hits that hole at a full sprint.
Boy,
and
quick,
picks up good yardage. So we'll see if they don't dial that up some more here.
Brandon Castaneda that time in motion from left to right on the wide receiver position, and no, nothing doing there. A little handoff, tried to go left tackle, handoff that time to Dylan Ray, I guess, kept the ball and tried to go left, and
had a little trouble with the snap, and that got him a little bit off schedule there. Dylan Ray could not get moving, and Paco Martinez tried to be a lead blocker for him, but ends up losing a yard on that play.
No gain on the play. Sets up fourth down with about 4 to go. Looks like the Billies are going to go for it. They've got the ball over on the Texan side of the field. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line. Snap to Ray. Throws it out to Studebaker. Studebaker looks like he's going to have enough for the first down.
Nice play design there. Throws out to his left. Studebaker picks up the first down and nearly steps back and doesn't advance enough, but he does get inside the 40 and picks up a big first down for the Battling Billies.
Right, they move the chains. Billy's getting a little bit going here with 4 minutes and 37 seconds left to go in the third quarter. The clock's on the move. Texas up 28-7. Dylan Ray back deep. He's got a tailback on either side of him. He takes the ball, hands off to Paco Martinez over the right. He breaks through one tackle.
Nice play there by number 11, Reed Jones, or he may go for a big gainer there, Randy.
That's right. He squirted through at least where the initial surge was at. He ended up with, looks like, just a half a yard gain. But, boy, that was a ankle-grabbing save there, wasn't it?
Yeah, if not, there's a lot of green grass, or in this case, artificial field turf ahead of him.
Again, the Billies don't huddle. They all have their plays on their arm shields, and so they're lined up. They've got three receivers on the far side, one close to us. Dylan Ray hands off to Paco Martinez going over the right side. He's picked up 5 yards, 6 is going to push out of bounds about the 31-yard line of the Texans.
Well, and as you've said, they appear to have, the Texans do, somebody spying on the quarterback, Dylan Ray. And so really the most effective play has been Paco right and Paco left. He's got such explosive speed,
and
if he's not caught on that last play, it's probably a big explosive play and a great run.
About a 7-yard gain that time by Martinez is going to set up a third down and a little over 3 yards. Their ball spotted down at the Texas 32-yard line. Studebaker's in motion from right to left. Again, oh, wow. That time Dylan Ray stuck it in the hands of Paco Martinez, and he was riding him almost like an option play. And who was that for the Texans there, Dean? Did you see?
Look, yeah, I'm trying to get that number, and it's number 55, I believe, if I've got that right. Jackson King, as Paco Martinez is taking that handoff, he is just absolutely demolished by big number 55 at linebacker there.
That was a 2-for-1.
He's lucky he didn't take the handoff and rumble. Of course, we always love to see that
absolutely.
When a linebacker gets the ball.
That's right. Dylan Ray takes a snap, drops back at twin receivers on both sides. He's got a little room around the right. Oh, almost.
Nearly picked there.
Yeah, that was great defense that time. Davis Holloman came right and stepped in front of the intended receiver and batted the ball away.
Nice defensive stand there, and he reads that play and defends it very well. Coming right around him, not defending, going through the receiver, and makes a handy play on defense.
Well, that was fourth down, so the Billies turn it over on downs there. Texans will take over here, their eighth possession, their second possession of the second half. 2 minutes and 21 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Texans on top, 28-7. Texans get set up. They've got the ball on their own 35-yard line. Trinity Wilson back there deep with Brady Lambert. Trinity moves over to the left side of Lambert. Lambert takes the snap, hands it off to Trinity Wilson. Wilson tries to go up. Oh, he faked me out again. Wilson pops outside, tries to go around the right edge, and he's only going to pick up a couple yards.
Yeah, he He looked like he started between the tackles and saw there was no running room, no daylight. Pops it out, coming straight at us, and then turns a corner and picks up 2-3 yards. Nothing really there, and he makes something out of nothing.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Clock's on the move, 1:55 to go here in the third quarter. Picked up 2 yards on the play, sets up 2nd down and 8. The ball spotted on the Texans' 37-yard line. Christian Heatley, the center's over the ball. Lambert's back deep. Wilson's to his right. 3 receivers over to the left. Holloman over here on the right. Lambert keeps it around the right side. Running strong. He's going to pick up about 10 yards on that play. Shouldn't move the chains. There he goes.
Calls his own number and then puts his head down just across the 45 to pick up an additional 2-3 yards the hard way.
And that's not a draw. It's not a fake. It's snap it to me and watch me run.
I think everybody in the house, including the Billies, knew it was coming, but he puts his head down and just absolutely annihilates 2 defenders for an additional 3 yards. And so that pumps up football coaches and teammates for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. He's certainly a very powerful runner. Back deep in the shotgun, hands it off to Wilson going around the left side. Wilson finds a seam. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. 20, one man to beat. He's at the 10-yard line. He got a blocker out in front. Touchdown, Texans.
Nice downfield blocking there. No flags on the field, so that one will be a score. He smartly gets to the left there, Randy, and allows a downfield blocker to really just screen the Batlin Billy defender, and I can't get the number, so I'm remiss in that. But just a nice piece of running. He breaks contain there and just turns on the jets, cuts back one time, and then awaits that downfield blocker, and there he's in.
And they'll 55 yards that time by Trinity Wilson. And once again, the Texans having a hard time getting the right personnel out there for the extra point. Reed joins the hold. Avila puts it up.
Brady Lambert comes sprinting in from the sideline to join his teammates. And so, again, as you say, that's the second time that they didn't have the personnel on the field. And but no flags on the field, so that'll stand.
And with just 1 second past a minute left to play here in the third quarter, the Texans now on top 35-7. Impressive run that time by Trinity Wilson.
Yeah, absolutely. He goes off tackle there to the left and cuts back through the middle. And a lot of running room after about 10-12 yards of gain. And does the rest with one real hard cutback to his left. And, as I said, waited on that screening block, which was a nice, clean, legal block. Gave him time to set that up and then gets into the end zone for 6.
If you would like to get a copy of this broadcast or any of the previous broadcasts from this year's very nice Wimberley Texans season, you can get one on CD by calling our office at 829-4680 and request yours today. Again, that's 512-829-4680. Or I'm sure you could send an email to booth@wimberleyradio.com.
Well, just like that couple that we met coming to the football game, had been listening to the ball games and grandparents.
That wasn't just any couple now. That was Cameron Morrison's grandparents.
That's
right.
We're
hoping if the Texans now ahead 35-7, they came all the way from southern Utah, they said.
Right, right.
Avila with the kick, filled it at the 19-yard line. Oh, he's got a little bit
of
room.
Running room. Number 16, Paco Martinez, on that return, Randy, and as you say,
he is so dangerous once he gets the ball.
I tell you, he absolutely is, and I think maybe the Batlin Billies may not be able to call his number enough, but absolutely very impressive when he touches the football. Good things seem to happen.
Well, with 56 seconds left to go here in the third quarter, the Texans on top 35-7. Billies take over here on their own 32-yard line. Look at their nice mascot down there, Dean.
Yes.
A little humid tonight. He's probably warm.
Well, and you like a high school mascot that has, you know, the local flair, just like the Texans.
Wow.
You know, that's a
Dylan Ray that time back deep in the shotgun, handed it off to Paco Martinez, who was met just immediately by the Texan. I believe that was number 55 again, or maybe 56.
Looks like 55.
Jackson
and,
King
it
again.
Is 55. He's moving so quick, you can't get that 5 or 6.
Yeah, he's But anyway,
he is a load,
and he certainly. I think the Billies are probably tired of seeing him here in the back.
I tell you,
the backfield.
The thing that's so devastating is not only does he bring the wood, but he absolutely is in absolute perfect fundamental form tackling position.
Yeah, he was,
and you're not getting away. You're going down, and so. Very nice. Number 78 shaking up there.
Tristan Moore there shaking up on the play, but it must have not been too bad because he jogged off under his own power and he looks perfectly fine. So always glad to see that regardless
Absolutely.
Of which team that is on.
Absolutely. Nice show of sportsmanship. We've got the Fredericksburg cheerleaders over here in front of the booth doing a cheer for the Wimberley Texans crowd.
Yeah, that last running play, the Billies actually lost 4 yards. It's going to set up second down and 14. Billies have the ball. It's like the Texans are showing blitz
showing
again.
Blitz,
Dylan
Ray's
back, takes the ball, keeps it himself, tries to go down on the left side. A little option pitch. Pitches it to Paco Martinez. He's going to pick up about 5 or 6 yards on the play where he's brought down.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a nice design to that play and take a little bit of heat off of the quarterback there. Pitches to Paco Martinez, and he picks up as you say, 5 yards. Going to bring up 3rd and 9, though, so big play here, 4th quarter.
And that's the end of the 3rd quarter. Wimberley Texans on top, 35-7. Been pretty impressive here the second half, Dean. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com.